Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Marionette Miller-Meeks, and she is the director of the Iowa Department of Public Health. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, LaVon?
I am good. How about you? Shall we laugh?
Excellent.
Shall we laugh a little?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. We laugh a little.
Yes, because that's what we're going to talk about, LOL Day. And for the folks who don't know the shorthand, that's Laugh Out Loud Day. It's coming up on April 2nd. Why Laugh Out Loud Day?
It's a great question. And I think people forget that emotional health is an essential part of our overall health and our well-being. So it has a great amount to do with how we feel about our circumstances, how we relieve stress, and then how that impacts our overall health. The physical components of relaxing facial muscles by laughing, which can reduce stress and tension around the head and neck area. Also, the release of endorphins in the brain, which can help to be a mood elevator, can help to lower the heart rate and lower blood pressure. So there certainly are physiological effects of laughter. And goes back to the old saying that laughter is the best medicine.
Uh-huh. Really does affect a lot more than that sound that comes out of us. And, you know, a lot of times when we talk about being healthy, the first thing that people think of probably is exercising. If I'm going to be healthy, I have to exercise, which is a really good idea. And the second thing is I have to eat right. And then it ends. But there's lots more to it.
You're exactly correct. And we're just so glad that you were able to pick up on the message. Sometimes people think, but it's a really trivial thing to do, Laugh Out Loud Day, and why would you spend valuable time doing that at the Capitol? Well, we know that the legislature is a very stressful place to be, and if anybody could benefit from a laugh or two, it's our representatives and senators who are doing this very difficult task of helping to govern and make laws. So we decided, since Monday was the day that they come back, was the day after April Fool's Day, that we would do Laugh Out Loud Day on April 2nd, and that's no April Fool's joke.
Okay, no April Fool's joke. Good idea. And this all, of course, does relate to a really important program that's going on in the state of Iowa.
It does correlate with the Healthiest State Initiative, part of the Well-Being Index, which is the measurement tool that Gallup Health Ways is doing to monitor the state, has an emotional health component. So as we look towards emotional health, we want to emphasize emotional health in the month of April, and we're going to start it off with Laugh Out Loud Day at the Capitol, but there'll be things going on around the state and other venues as well, too.
You bet. So what else, Marionette, do you think of when you think of emotional health? Besides laughter, what else is included in emotional health?
Well, laughter, relieving stress, having connections with other people, and we know that laughter is contagious, so that actually helps to engage people socially and can help expand the social network. Your worksite wellness can incorporate things such as empowering employees, helping make them part of the decision-making, which can help relieve stress. Stress-relieving activity, that could be faith-related, it could be the network of people that you have to support you. It could be family. It could be exercise, which you had mentioned earlier. So our emotional health can really encompass a lot of areas. Sleeping right can lead to better physical and emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the important part is to remember that, as you had indicated, it's not just our physical health, our nutritional health, and eating right, but our emotional health is a very important component of that. And that should not be neglected either.
Okay, you've mentioned a couple of things that, you know, you're working with the legislature and so on. What are you going to do in your office for LOL?
Well, our office, I've actually asked our employees to go over to the Capitol and help liven up the Capitol and relieve some of their spirits. So the governor is going to read a proclamation making April 2nd of 2012 Laugh Out Loud Day. And we have some fun activities over there to lighten up anybody who's over at the Capitol.
Okay. So if that's some things you're doing there, what about some suggestions for all of us who may be in offices or maybe some other places? What are some other suggestions you would have for getting us going? Because, you know, you just sit out there all by yourself, and sometimes it's, or in some situations, some offices don't seem to laugh very often. What can we do to up that possibility?
Oh, well, that's a marvelous question and one I have not been asked, but certainly you could have people tell jokes, if you have fortune cookies with messages in them that are funny messages or humorous quotes, you could leave those on people's desks. You could actually bring in a video that you had mentioned YouTube earlier that you picked up on YouTube, and you could send it around in email if you're permitted to do that in your office, and if not, get permission to send that around. There are some great YouTube videos out there.
Great ones. Great ones. And they don't take very long either. A lot of them are 2 or 3 minutes, but they are hilarious.
That's exactly right. And you could ask people to videotape something that they're doing at home and bring it in and share it with employees and pass it around. You could stage your own laugh-off contest, or you could have a low yoga laugh session. So I think there's a variety of things that you could do to make the workplace, you know, a little fun, take a few minutes, get up, stretch, get together at the water cooler or the coffee pot or wherever, and have a little fun with it. So we might even play a little prank on Governor Branstad, which isn't no guy yet. So,
okay. That sounds like
a
good
idea. Too much information.
Exactly. That's good. And since he's doing the proclamation, he ought to be ready to be participating in all
of
this.
Absolutely. There may be more than one mustache in the Capitol that day.
Hey, this sounds like more fun all the time, Marionette. We're visiting with Dr. Marionette Miller-Meeks, who is the director of the Iowa Department of Public Health. Would you like to say a little more about this healthiest, Iowa, the healthiest state? I think we've been put out there in the public in terms of somebody to watch?
I think the Healthiest State Initiative is a great initiative because it is public and private, and it asks us to take responsibility for ourselves and our community. One of the difficulties we see in the Department of Public Health is that we'll start programs, but then if the funding ceases, the program ceases. And what makes this so interesting is because we're helping people within a community develop volunteer coalitions to take on certain things. So it may be setting up a walking group. It may be setting up a group of adults that will help kids walk to school and have a safe route to school. It may be that a group is going to take on looking at restaurants and seeing if they can put a healthy choice on the menu, or helping to initiate some wellness activities within a workplace. It really encompasses all of that. It could be a walking trail or a bike trail within a community and making that accessible to people. So whatever the variety of circumstances are that we in communities can take charge and adopt things that we can do on a voluntary basis and bring back into our community, that we're looking out for one another and we're going to have healthy activities and we will support you if you want to engage in those activities. We're going to make them available. We're going to make people aware. And we're going to support you. So if you make this decision that you're going to embark on weight loss or a healthier diet, or you're going to get involved in a volunteer activity, which can go to your own sense of well-being and sense of purpose, we're going to support you as a community as you undertake those events, and we're going to be there for you.
Okay,
one of the things that my mom said is a bird of a feather flock together. So we want healthy behaviors to be flocking together and supporting one another.
Atlantic, along with a number of other towns and cities, have applied to be a blue zone. And of course, we haven't heard yet. That's coming up really soon. But this is there's similar goals here, very similar kinds of things going on. That blue zones is also, as I understand it, a supportive kind of action. But it's good to know, you know, if we don't get selected, it's not like, okay, we'll just give up. Here we've got the Iowa Department of Public Health to also be supportive.
Yeah, absolutely. Do not give up. There's one of the intents is to make people aware of all the things that are going on around the state and in their communities to which they can have access. And Wellmark, I think, did a great thing by kind of changing the requirements that HealthWays in the Blue Zone people wanted, because they were looking at larger communities. And so Wellmark has undertaken upon themselves that they will do kind of like a mini blue zone, if you will. I call it the baby blues. So they'll look at smaller communities. So places like Atlantic, then we'll have the opportunity, I think, to be able to be part of the whole blue zone concept, even if a larger community ends up getting selected. Mm-hmm. So I think that is extremely exciting. That there were individuals, myself included, because I'm from a rural area, that we really wanted to see rural areas, be able to have an opportunity to participate in this and to get some of that technical expertise coming into their community.
Okay. Well, we can all start out by having some fun on April 2nd. Well, we don't have to wait till April 2nd, but if we want to be official, we need to do some planning for Laugh Out Loud Day on April 2nd.
Yes, and I'll be listening to hear you as you get to that very raucous, wonderful laugh that you have, which is absolutely contagious, Lamont.
All righty. Great. Laughter is contagious. And we want to thank you, Dr. Marionette Miller-Meeks, for visiting with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Lamont. You all have a great, fun day.
Okay. Remember, laughter is internal jogging.